were born into this world. In the beginning, it's quite a shock. But then things seem to get better and better. We get stronger. We get smarter. We know more and more about the world around us. We know more and more about ourselves. But then things turn around and we start losing them again. As the body gets older, it gets weaker. And it doesn't ask permission. It doesn't give any warning. It just stops doing certain things that it used to be able to do. Our brains start losing connections. In the world around us, we lose a lot of things. But the important things, our most important possessions, are things that we don't have to lose. As the Buddha said, your most important possessions are your virtue and your right views. Virtue, holding to the precepts. Right views, seeing that your actions really are important. If you act on skillful intentions, results are bound to be good. If you act on unskillful intentions, the results are bound to be bad. So you have that power in you to control your actions. Always hold on to these two things, because you lose them only when you throw them away. So take care of them. The other things that you may have to lose, as the Buddha said, you may have to lose relatives, you may have to lose your wealth, your health. Those kinds of loss can bring difficulties. They're not nearly as serious as losing your right view and losing your virtue. So hold on to these things. Because as I said, they don't have to be lost. You're eventually going to lose your body, you're going to lose your relatives, you're going to lose your wealth. The things you hold on to in this world. When you leave this world, you have to leave them behind. But the goodness you've done, as the Buddha said, not only goes with you, but also goes ahead of you. Creates a good place for you to go. And receives you, as he said, like relatives welcoming a relative who's long been away. So even though you're going to another place, it's like you're coming home. The verse in which the Buddha says this repeats the word home 3 times. There is a sense that wherever you're going is going to be secure based on the fact that you've been virtuous. You've held to the precepts. Some people complain about the precepts that sometimes they're at cross purposes of one another, but that's only if you try to think of them as abstract principles. When the Buddha talks about not killing, he's not saying that life is sacred and you have to do everything you can to protect life. He's just saying, don't kill. Don't get anybody else to kill. Don't condone an act of killing. Same with stealing and all the other precepts. There's specific actions that you avoid doing. There's no conflict among them. With right view, the Buddha gives you power. Now, there's a certain fear that comes with that. You realize, okay, you have to be responsible for your actions, so you have to be very careful about what you do. But that's the fear that comes from power, not the fear that comes from powerlessness. It's the fear of a mature adult. So these things are really worthwhile because they protect you like nothing else can. So hold on to your right view, hold on to your virtue. Whatever else gets lost in the world, it's not nearly as important. Make sure you hold on to these things. Don't let the fact that other people have wrong view and that they're doing things that are not virtuous get you to throw your valuable possessions away.